927 Bayne Mason FM. With me now, a woman I've had the remarkable fortune to get to know over the past year. Lana Prenrose is the woman behind, well, behind Robert Downey, who does the Music That Moves Me segment. This time on the Music That Moves Me.
Hi, I'm Robert Downey. I saw the Bee Gees live in 76. They were great. Here's a couple of tracks they did. Lonely Days, I've Gotta Get a Message to You, and Run to Me.
Good morning, Mr.
And so much more, but I should let her tell the story. Lana, it's so wonderful to speak with you today. Let's start at the beginning. Well, maybe not from the very beginning, but there was a report that you were Savage Garden's frontman, Darren Hayes's assistant. How did all that start?
So I worked with Darren around 2004, and that came about because prior I worked in the music industry in different capacities for quite some time. I started out as a music journalist working for Street Press, and I worked for various record companies, and I ended up working for MTV as a producer of many programs, including MTV News. And Darren was actually, he was known to me as a bit of a friend, kind of a casual acquaintance. But when I was working over in Greece, writing my first book, Darren had moved to London and he was looking for an assistant, and I was looking to move out of Greece, and we ended up working together.
Wow. So you wrote a book, I know, To Hellas and Back. What was that about?
To Hellas and Back was about me being a fish out of water, having left a pretty decent life in Australia and moving into a completely different culture and unravelling slowly and recording all of the day-to-day adventures that would just come about, and most of them comedic. So many different things were happening while I was over there. I just started scribbling them down, and eventually it morphed into a book.
A bestseller.
It was a bestseller, yes.
Let's come forward a few years. How did you go from that and get into looking after disabled people?
Oh, okay. So when I moved back to Australia, my first book, To Hellas and Back, was released, and then my second, and I ended up writing a few books, five in fact. But when I moved back to Australia, I completed my counselling diploma, because even though I was having loads of fun in the music industry, I wasn't feeling completely fulfilled doing that sort of work. It was a barrel of laughs, but I had a driving kind of force that wanted me to be working with people in need. Especially, one of my books is called The Happiness Quest, and one of the takeaways from that book was, I think serving other people brings about happiness to the individual as much as to the person that you're helping or serving. So I think helping other people was something that always drove me. I completed my counselling diploma. I started doing counselling work, so I just transitioned into a completely different field. And then I moved down here and started doing mental health disability support, as well as opened a small counselling practice.
And what year was that you moved down here?
Great question. it was 5 years ago, so it must have been 2020. I'm a bit vague on it, actually. It's all a blur.
One of the people that you helped during that time was a fellow by the name of Jay, who did some work here at the radio station. But it wasn't until Jay unfortunately died that which was really, really sad, I got the wonderful chance to meet you and Robert Downey.
Mm-hmm.
And that came about because Robert, who also suffered a brain injury like Jay had, was a poet and had written some poems. But many people wouldn't have even thought that there was something in Robert was writing his poetry. How did this come about that you thought, wow, this is just incredible poetry and this should be out there?
So Robert is also supported by my colleague Felicity, and both she and I were seeing piles of pages around, scattered around Robert's house. It's very messy. Sorry, Robert. with this amazing poetry, which, in all honesty, it was a little tricky to decipher at times because his handwriting is a bit scribbly. But we both saw the amazing work that he was producing, and lots of it, like lots and lots and lots of it. And when we took a closer look at it, we could see how incredible it was and how incredibly talented he is. So we started pulling out the real standout poems that he had written and typing them up. And because of my background, having published work before, I kind of understood the process and getting it into order and putting it together. And we produced his first poetry booklet last year, which was called The Rose and the Thorn. And that was followed up by Clouds in My Coffee, which came out a year later.
They're great books. And that's how we got to know each other, because Robert came in, he wanted to use one of his poems for Jay's funeral. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to put it to a backing track of Dust in the Wind by Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that was a fabulous idea, kind of, you know, okay, we can do that. That would be lovely for Jay. And then started to record Robert. Now, I wasn't sure whether Robert wanted me to voice it or he was going to voice it himself, but I had the idea that Robert should voice it. And what came out was magic. I'm just going to play a little excerpt of Flowers for Jay with The Dust in the Wind. I might even play a couple more as we go through this interview.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
Flowers for Jay. Flowers have their seasons, but we remember their scent for what they give us on their ascent. They climb to our noses, we smell them there. A new sense of beauty, we become aware. When they reach season's end, what can we do but replant them again and start anew?
No one could voice these poems the way Robert voices them and gives them this life and the emotion in that.
When we recorded Dust in the Wind and Robert's poem Flowers for Jay, which Robert wrote right after Jay's passing, so I was also Jay's support worker, and it was a really, really sad time for everybody who knew Jay, because he touched so many people. And we have a large group at Your Goals Together. So everybody knew and loved Jay. He was a dear member of our, in inverted commas, family. And when Jay passed away, Robert penned that particular poem, Flowers for Jay, specifically for Jay's passing. And when we came into the studio and you put Robert's recording of the poem together with the song, I literally wept that day. Like, I was crying in the studio. It was just so moving.
Mm.
And I think anyone who hears will understand. Like, it's there's something really special about it.
And that started our incredible journey over the last year or so, where we have taken his poems, put a backing track to them, and incredibly started making films, because I dabble in a little bit of filmmaking, and we started making films for them. Now, I would never have thought of doing that, but if it hadn't have been for Robert and yourself.
Are you aware that friends may pass away at any hour of any day? But look at your memories. Be full of hope. At this time, it will help you to cope. Like shifting sands, you may be blown away. Don't be shrouded in sadness. Remember today.
I don't believe been an interventionist.
God. But let's start talking about how Disability Press came about.
Sure. So that was born out of the work that I have been doing with Robert. So we produced Robert's two poetry booklets. He's done two separate library talks at Nowra Library. He's been featured in the newspaper countless times now.
Countless
he's,
times.
And now yeah. he's, you know, got this radio show. You beautifully produced all the clips to go with his poetry. So it was just an organic thing that just kept growing with Robert. And I'm now working with somebody who is neurodivergent, produce a novel. It's a sort of a science fiction type novel. So working with people who have a disability or a disadvantage, I started to see that they are so creative and talented. And knowing the publishing industry as I do, these people aren't likely to be picked up. And that's a really sad state of affairs. And the reason for that is they're after the big dollars. If they don't have somebody that can, you know, they can wheel out there that already has an existing platform, they won't even look at a skerrick of writing, even if it could be the greatest writing in the whole wide world. So I started to realise that, well, this might be something that I can help with. And I put it to my now business partner, Amanda Aegis, who is also the managing director of Humble Ambitions and Your Goals Together. And she loves the idea. She loves the idea. So we both very excitedly nutted out how this might work. And that's how it's bloomed into what it is now. So now we're asking for people to submit applications of samples of their writing, so we can have a look at what's out there and how we might be able to help.
Do you look at clouds while you lift your cup, trying to figure out how they break up, how they come together, how they merge as one, how they disappear when the day is done? But do they only move to where it's daylight, so others can see them and share our delight? For we worship the sun and hide from the night. The darkness scares us, the sun makes us bright.
Wonderful, wonderful thing you're doing.
Thank you.
How do they get in touch with you?
So they can go directly to the website, which is humbleambitions.com.au, or send a submission inquiry to inquiries@humbleambitions.com.au.
There you are. Yeah, and but you'll still be coming in every Friday with Robert.
Try stopping us.
Are you still writing novels?
Yes, yeah. I am. I'm working on a young adult fantasy book that I've been working on forever. Yeah. So I have some ideas around that too that might be able to utilise the skills of the many, many, many talented people out there that might bring even more to that story.
Thank you very much, Lana. It's just been such a joy. Such a joy.
And thank you, Stephen, for everything. You are an incredible human being.
Oh.
You are amazing. And Robert and I thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
It's such a joy to be part of anything you guys do.
Thank you.
And any help you need, just let me know.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, she's just too kind, isn't she? Lana Penrose, who is behind a new publishing business called Disability Press. And if you'd like to drop in or find out more, they're having a grand opening next Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th of September. Now, they're in the Rodway Arcade, Nowra. That's not too hard to find. And their purpose is guiding people with disabilities on a publishing journey from project development, editing, cover design, publicity, printing and retail opportunities. And they're taking submissions now. And for more information, you can go to at this website. It's just humbleambitions.com.au, humbleambitions, that's one word, .com.au, or drop in and see them Friday or Saturday, September 19th and 20th in the Rodway Arcade.